We're back.
We are back.
For what?
PDC09.
Woo!
New logo, new graphic, new year.
I love it. The Professional Developers Conference. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Welcome. So before we introduce ourselves,
yes,
we got to introduce a key component of all of our shows.
That's right.
And this is just a timer run by a spring. It's analog, ooh, which makes people feel a little uncomfortable.
Retro.
But the idea is we're going to limit our shows to 10 minutes so that people can get in and out and get the information that they need as quickly as possible.
I like it.
And it forces us to stay on topic and not joke around too much. So.
This is Mitch. Okay.
Get that going so we have our 10 minutes. Keep us honest.
Okay, great. So I'm Jennifer Ritzinger. I'm the event owner. We've done this a few times. Mm-hmm. We're back for our countdown.
Mm-hmm. And so what does event owner mean?
I'm on the hook for everything.
For everything.
But I have a fabulous team that does all the work.
Okay, I get it.
Including you.
Well, thank you very much. So I'm Mike Swanson,
yes,
and I'm keynote owner, also messaging. And it just so happens that the guy who does content, who I'm sure we'll have on the show to talk in depth, mm-hmm, about content and what we're going to talk about, runs the content process.
Wow.
So kind of what we're talking about, who we say, or what we say, who we get it to say it, what our story is any given year, that sort of thing.
It sounds important.
It's fun, at least, and challenging.
So what are we going to say this year that's new at PDC?
Well, wait, before we do that, let's get through logistics.
Oh,
people
got to
know where, when are we? When are we doing this conference?
We're back in L.A.
Back in L.A.
We missed Los Angeles.
So we're back again.
November 17th or the 19th.
So a little later than last year.
A little later than last year,
yep,
before Thanksgiving for folks in America.
Okay.
And then a day of pre-con workshops on November 16th.
So you used two words there, pre-con and workshops.
Yeah, pre-conference workshops.
Okay, so we used to call them just kind of pre-cons or pre-conference sessions.
Yes.
So this year we decided to really call them workshops.
Meaning that we're going to go deep, right? That's what a workshop is versus just going to a bunch of sessions.
So when I sign up for the event, I sign up for, you're saying, November 17th through the 19th, so a three-day primary event.
Right.
But I have the option of showing up a day early and getting some deep training.
Paying a little bit more for a whole lot of extra training.
Yeah, and this, I mean, we get some really good speakers for workshops, so they're a good value for the money that you pay.
Speaking of a good value, so the PDC this year is $20.95.
Oh.
But if you register now, and registration is open at MicrosoftPDC.com, mm-hmm, you can save $500.
Oh, that's good.
So but there's a deadline. You got to do it by September 15th to get that $15.95 discount.
Do you want my credit card now?
Please, hand it over.
So sign up early, save a little bit of money.
Yes.
And what we hear from attendees is this is great value for your money because of the kind of content that you get.
Exactly.
So I want to answer a question that I get a lot, and that is, who attends?
Well,
right? Who's the right person to attend?
Well, first, what is the PDC?
What is the PDC?
The Professional Developers Conference.
It is the Professional Developers Conference, and most of what you need to know is kind of in that phrase, right? It's a conference for professional developers. That doesn't mean that if you're an architect, it's not the right place for you, because it absolutely is.
Right.
A lot of architects that I've worked with in the past started as a developer and maybe decided to go into architecture. So if you look at the profile for our attendees, developers and architects, and usually you'll find out that they're kind of senior developers and senior architects. These are the people who are kind of looking out into the future and trying to figure out how their product strategy aligns with Microsoft and maybe the industry.
And making decisions around
that. And since PDC is traditionally about deep, hardcore development and architecture in the Microsoft platform and kind of where we're headed in the future, at least where we think we're headed or where the industry is headed, it's a great place to show up and just kind of get a sneak peek as to the stuff that we're working on.
And it's not so much a training event per se,
but it's
more of a strategic briefing, if you will.
Yeah, and I want to be careful about that, because when people say it's not a training event, you will learn a lot. You will learn an awful lot. As a matter of fact, one of our goals is to kind of explode your brain with the information that we give you. But the pivot is not so much on, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be trained on today's stuff and then go home and be productive with it, which is more what Tech Ed drives to do. PDC is a little, we look towards the future and say, here's the stuff we're thinking about and we're working on and we believe is the future of the industry and Microsoft. And if you bet on this, these are the things you need to think about. We also get a lot of feedback because these things are so early. So it's a good chance for attendees to give us feedback and help shape the actual products.
And the other thing that's unique about the PDC is that some of the content is so new,
so
early on, that nobody knows how to present this content other than the actual engineering folks.
Well, I'll even extend that. In a lot of cases, most of Microsoft doesn't know about some of the things we talk about at PDC. It's even a surprise to Microsoft employees. So kind of by definition, then, it's very difficult to get a third party, for example, to present.
Right.
It's another question we get. Why aren't there as many third party speakers? It's only because of the nature of the content is that it's so new and fresh that it's difficult. Otherwise, we would.
Right.
Like we do at Mix or we do it at
So you can only get it here at the PDC.
You can really only get it at the PDC.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
So who's showing up?
Who shows up? I just went through last year's database just to kind of give people a feel for the kinds of companies that show up. These are recognizable names, but you'll also find a lot of startups and individuals that show up as well that build on our platform. But just a couple of them here. Symantec, Fidelity, Google, Apple. Mm-hmm. So even some of our competitors who are also building software on our platform, iTunes for Windows, for example. You know, PDC is a great place to come out. How do you build iTunes for Windows?
Right.
Apple needs to know, and they're a competitor both and somebody we cooperate with.
Right.
So we'll see New York Times, MySpace, so big web properties.
Oh, yeah.
Like we also see at Mix, as a matter of fact. ABC Television, Boeing, Intel, O'Reilly Publishing, mm-hmm. who usually have an exhibitor booth also that you can go up and talk. And Infragistics, control yep. and component vendor, been around for a long time, I think just about to have a big anniversary here. American Express, and the list goes on. It's
right.
actually a pretty impressive list of names. And these are, again, the senior leadership in development architecture for these companies come to figure out, how do I build out on the Microsoft platform? Which probably used to mean just Windows, but now
right.
you know, we've talked about services.
So much more.
Services and technology in the cloud. We're kind of getting into the content phase. Last year, our theme was software plus services, and we're not quite ready to announce what the theme is mm-hmm. this year. But you can imagine that it's an extension,
sure.
Because we're forward-looking and looking into the future of last year's theme. So we'll talk a lot about services. People have probably heard that we'll announce commercial availability of Azure.
Right.
So that will happen at PDC, and that's a big event for us. We'll talk about evolutions in parallelism and multi-core development. It's a hot topic last year. We'll
yes.
continue that. We've done more innovations there. So we'll have sessions that talk about that. We also have a session on... this will be an interesting one, actually. Speaking of big name speakers and people you rarely get to hear from, Mark Rusinovich, right? One of our technical leaders at Microsoft.
Yep.
Matter of fact, we have this year we're going to have a technical leaders at Microsoft. I think that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Technical leaders at Microsoft, where we get our technical fellows, distinguished engineers,
people our who biggest have been brains,
biggest brains, biggest geeks. And I think I say that with affection.
Yes.
biggest geeks, not only at Microsoft, but usually they came from the industry as
yes.
kind of big geeks already. But they are, you know. I kind of worship these folks personally.
Right.
And we're actually going to have a series of sessions that are delivered by these technical leaders.
I love that. And we'll talk more about that in a future show.
And we absolutely will. And the idea is basically, you know, let these people kind of have airtime where they can talk about where they think their particular passion or technology is headed.
That's cool.
That's going to be very exciting. So we're lucky to have Mark Rusinovich actually give one on Windows internals. And there's no man, in my opinion, that's better suited to give a session like that. So if you're looking to have your brain hurt and understand some of the underpinnings of how things operate,
yeah.
that's going to be a great session to go to.
Awesome. What about keynoters? Who's speaking?
Ray Ozzie.
Our chief software architect.
Chief software architect. We heard him last year. We're going to hear him again this year. Talk about not only what we're doing this year, but you know, kind of where we're headed, again, along with the theme of PDC. We'll have Bob Muglia mm-hmm. also speaking and getting up and
server
making
and
some
tools.
Announcements. Server and tools. So you can imagine some of the things he might say there, and we'll always reserve the right to surprise people with some things.
And that's not all the keynoters. We're going to have more, but
that's
who we're announcing today.
That's correct.
And you can get a good feeling from those folks in terms of what they represent mm-hmm. About some of the news and announcements we're going to be making at
people
PDC.
People love to connect the dots and make some speculation. It's always fun
I
to
love
see.
It. Go
I'd
for
love,
it.
I'd love to see comments even on this video. You know, what do people want to hear about?
Yeah.
What do they think we might be saying? I'd love to hear that speculation. And, of course, any feedback that we get helps us. We're still early enough now
sure.
where we can shape and influence the content. So, you know, another thing about this show, and I know it worked for us well last year, is feedback. If people have feedback, posting it to the comments under this video is
yes.
one great place to do it. And I'll give out my email address today because we haven't set up an alias, but it's mswanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, at Microsoft.com. I'd love to hear from anybody who has anything really related to the PDC.
I'm not going to let you trump me. JRitz at Microsoft.com.
JRitz, all right. So for the non-technical questions, send them to JRitz. And for the technical questions, send
right.
them to mswanson.
But it won't go into a black hole. We'll respond.
That's absolutely right. We're pretty good about responding. So, and we encourage that feedback. Some other stuff I want to talk about is this video is probably being hosted right now on our new site.
Yes.
So we've gotten a lot of feedback, some of that not so good, about kind of event sites that we've done in the past.
Right, which we've taken very seriously.
Very seriously. So we've tried to fix and remedy a lot of those things this year with our new online experience. So we're trying to embrace the web even more
right.
Related to our events. You know, we've broken ground for a lot of our events over the years. And we're just trying to turn the crank again. So one thing that we'll notice, and we have a little bit of a version of today, is the updated session browser.
Yes.
So people tell us that content is the number one driver
yep.
for attending the PDC.
It's king.
And we want to elevate that and make it very easy to understand, you know, what we're offering. Add that to your own kind of personal calendar, which won't be functionality